And welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont, in so far as we've got it together. Everything you want to know and very, very little that you need to know. I am your host, Brady Steffel, joined as ever by the intrepid
Annie Larner.
There she is.
Yo.
Hey, we've got one person doing a golf clap in the back, so that's very appreciated. Thank you. And now I feel like a real schlub because I was like, please clap. You got the old Jeb Bush. Please clap.
You know, in proper Side Dish fashion, we had audio problems.
Yeah.
You know, we always deliver on audio problems. This is not hi-fi production. Special shout out to Pete and Shaquille and Nels, who just troubleshooted with us for like 45 minutes. But here we are, reverb free, maybe a little static when I yell. I'll try not to do that.
Yeah.
And we can get our show going.
There we go. We have a show, I promise. And here we go.
Thanks, everyone, for coming out to Nels's bar here, Dryland Distillers. We've got a nice showing. I see some past guests. I see Lauren. I see Dusty. Who else? Who else is here? Past guests. Oh, Pete's here. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was definitely on the show.
But this bald guy's waving to me. I don't know you. What's your name?
That's Chad. That's my brother.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, man. How's it going? Hey, how are you doing?
Were you a past guest? Yeah. Oh, welcome. Welcome back, buddy.
You were not on the microphone. However, you were in the audience in attendance. Did you?
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. He had a cameo.
Oh.
He had a live recording cameo. Well, welcome. And thanks, everybody. I see a bunch of listeners and friends who are throwing us a bone and coming out today. But more importantly, how are the drinks? Good. Sorry, I'm yelling.
Yeah. You're right up on it.
You're the one that yells.
No, I'm trying to be tactful. It's a thing. I've been told. So we have news ostensibly about Longmont. You want me to just kick right off?
Kick us off, man.
I've been saving one.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Doozy?
It's a real, as they call it, the
Can
ham.
Can I drink some of this?
Yeah, go nuts. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's got a thing.
Mm. It's smoky.
It's very smoky. So anyway, somebody on one of the subreddit or the Discord or whatever was like, hey, check this out. There's this crazy post about eels on the Discord or the Nextdoor. So in proper Nextdoor fashion.
Eels.
Somebody on. Okay, I'm just going to do this justice. Sad injured eels at Juicy Seafood. Our server said, owner won't sell, as many people have offered to buy them. Apparently, they came in a seafood shipment by mistake, and he says, someone needs a special license to buy them.
What?
My interest, yeah.
Wait, the proprietor said you need a special license to buy eel from them?
Well, like the initial story is they came in wrong. And now he's got these eels in a tank and he doesn't want them. So they're like just being pathetic in the back of the store. And people are like, they look so sad.
This is very juicy.
Can I buy them? I'll take them home and take care of it. And so he says, in this case, if you serve them my understanding is that this is only the case if you serve them like food, not for pets, which is totally legal. Also, someone said that they aren't being fed. I know someone who will take them into her home. She's an eel fanatic, but I don't know how to facilitate this. Any thoughts? And this opens the door to an eel saga that took place on multiple fronts. And I've been trying to keep track of this.
But have you heard what happened to the eels?
No, this is ongoing.
Oh.
This is still in.
But are they still alive?
They were yesterday.
Oh my God.
There was confirmed reports of somebody went to Juicy Seafood yesterday.
But eel is delicious. Why don't they eat it?
I don't know. I really don't know what the deal is with the eels.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just not there.
All right.
So I mean, it goes on. This goes on. Like, I've got notes if I could find it. Yeah, okay. So it goes on to say, I was told by wait staff they're fresh water and they've been in the tank for 1.5 months. So in the meantime,
they want to be eaten.
In the
meantime,
like all of Nextdoor is like, I'm never going there again. So that it keeps continuing. Some guy says, if she's an eel fanatic, it seems like she would know what to do here. And then another person says, yes, there are barriers to pet ownership, but he says he cannot sell them without a license. So but it needs to be a food license. So it's a nonsensical situation. Funny then that you say that because the water to display them to give the appearance of food. The eel and the crabs just look in the tank. They look unhealthy. It seems cruel. And they're just there for display to sit there. Yeah. So then they go on about an aquarium thing. And there are people lamenting about how the eels are in a tank with crabs. And the crabs are apparently sniping at the eels as they swim by.
I think I should bring my kids by for a little viewing.
Yeah.
Maybe like zoo style.
They just look pathetic.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And, yeah. It's. And it's ongoing. If this comes to some sort of head, I absolutely have to know about it.
All right.
Because so then they're like, make sure you don't let, if you take them, don't let them into the waterways. And then they're like, oh God, I know. It's been absolute peak next door. Go check it out.
Tune in if you want to know what happens next.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Spicy. So we got a bunch of food bev news around. Okay. In addition to this food.
Yeah.
Food and seafood.
Ostensibly eel's food. In this case, it's.
So I'm sure everyone heard, but Spruce Confections is coming to Longmont. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about this.
Oh, where Q's Espresso was and closed due to tax problems out there at 600 Airport in Nelson. Like the only coffee shop in Southwest Longmont, really.
Yeah.
They closed and Spruce Confections is confirmed to be coming.
What's a Spruce Confection?
It's a bakery in Boulder.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good one. Really good.
I'll take your word.
There's two of them. I think they have two locations. There's one on North Broadway, maybe one downtown. Great baked stuff, good coffee. It's going to be a fantastic addition.
Lovely. I assume lots of people will enjoy it.
In the same part of town, Cycle Hop's closed.
Yes.
We mentioned. And the word is another restaurant is already inking a deal there, but I've not heard who it is. Tom, how's it going? Hi. So there's a new restaurant already moving in, but I've not heard who it is. Anybody heard? No? I don't think the lease is signed.
Where do I place bets?
The powers that be wouldn't tell me. Yeah, I don't know.
More Mexican?
It could be something from Boulder again. I don't know.
Who knows?
But Spruce Confections and a new restaurant Cycle Hops already. I mean, I'm not surprised. They're like, it's so hard to find restaurant space. And, you know, I just want to set the record straight. Like, I feel like people feel like a lot of stuff closes in, like, restaurants and just retail shops. And the truth is, yes. But retail and particularly restaurants are very, very hard businesses. To last 5 years in a space is challenging. I mean, the margins are so thin. You have to be such a savvy operator. So yes, stuff closes, but you kind of have to expect that. And it doesn't, I don't think it's a reflection, I guess, on the market and Longmont and our ability to support them. Like, we still don't have that many restaurant spaces here for the amount of like commercial space we have and the size of town it is.
Right.
And it's really hard to find a restaurant if you're looking.
There's a lot of churn in that industry, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's that. And then, in other food bev news, I was hoping she could come by, but I don't know if she's going to make it. Is Emily in the house? I don't think so. So Miss Emily from Aflore is opening a new coffee shop downtown. We're all so excited. She's opening at 659 4th Avenue. It's going to be called Juniper Goods.
Uh-huh.
And this is this cool, if you've been paying attention downtown next to the Adorn shop or whatever, the little knick-knacky gift shop.
Oh, yeah. On the side.
So if you're looking at it, it's to the left. And it was like an office building for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the same, it's iBeam Colorado, who's the developer that is doing the big project that has like a hole in the facade on the 300 block of Main.
Oh, busy.
Okay, 300 block of Main, there's that construction project. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
And
hard to miss with the holes in the wall.
Yeah, so. Structural everything went down to the studs type of thing. So this is also part of that same portfolio. Anyhow, renovated that building, put white on the facade, looked really nice, and mm-hmm. put a coffee shop in there. And this is Spruce, not Spruce Cafe. This is Juniper Goods. And the front of house operator is this woman, Emily, who's been running the retail at Aflore for the longest time. If you've ever been to Aflore, you've met Emily.
Yeah.
Like you. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, you've been
it's
there.
It's a great shop.
You have? Oh.
Yeah. Kelsey found some shoes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Super cute.
So super exciting. They'll be open in a few months, and they've already got like a good little online social media presence. So pay attention, as I'm expecting good things. They're going to do like coffee, wine, drinks, and some retail, I guess.
Yeah. Keep your ear to
We'll get them on here at some point to talk about
keep
it.
Keep your ear to the Facebook. So I think I might have mentioned this already, but Colorado is doing a statewide credit if you want to buy an e-bike.
Haven't they been doing that?
Yeah, well, it's going, and there's the.
So how much can you get?
I think it's $450. If $450.
$450 per bike, or
yeah, I think it's per bike, probably per person.
Sweet.
Yeah, there's only one place in town though, and this is the hot tip. There's only one place in town that's participating, and it's our Longmont Bicycle Company and e-bikes.
Oh, but it's not the spicy bikes.
Spicy bikes.
Spice e-bikes. Oh, I just now got that.
Oh, there it is.
Spice spice.
We'll get you there. That's cool.
So, but they're not?
No, it's just the one. As far as I know, it's just the one.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked at the retailer. Somebody said, oh, it's just along my bicycle company.
Okay, but my perennial grudge is, does it apply to scooters?
What, dirt bikes?
No, oh. Electric scooters.
I had no idea.
It's in the weird category.
I think we've
talked about this before.
E-bikes, yeah, I love them.
I guess something for Main Street. Oh, new Pilates studio opening downtown at 324 Main Street.
324.
But this is on the back side. So it's accessed from the cool bricked alley. So just a few doors down from Longmont Bicycle,
mm-hmm.
off the alley. If you go down a little bit more and there's like, before you've reached the marketplace or whatever, there's a Pilates studio. But it used to be like meditation place or something, but it's called Off Main, colon. A mm-hmm. classical Pilates studio. And they're very particular about that. It's classical Pilates. I don't know the difference.
Me neither.
It's not like new.
It's not Baroque.
Neo Pilates. I don't know. But...
Baroque Pilates.
So anyway, if you're into Pilates, cute little studio. Couple ladies that are running that. If you're downtown looking for that.
I like the Baroque joke. Don't
And by the way, did you see the hotel fence went up?
No, I didn't see the hotel fence. So this is actually, I was looking at the development map and the hotel is going to be behind, basically on 3rd Street. Behind, like, away from Main. On
300
the
block
side.
On the Kimbark side.
Yeah, on the Kimbark side. And it's like, oh, we're getting this hotel, and oh, it's too gentrified. And some people are like, oh, it's good for, I don't know, man. People, like, we're all in the weeds over it. But I didn't see the fence went up. It's kind of cool that that's happening. It's one of those things where you're like,
awesome.
Is this really going to happen? Because it seems
really going to happen.
It's really going to happen.
It's the fence is up. It's going to happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They're going to have a crane?
Probably.
Yeah. I should tell my, like,
that'll be wild like to see a crane in Longmont. Although I guess we had a crane when they did the cough up.
Yeah, the rain. Yeah, right. Yeah. But like, it's always fun to see that above the skyline in our pokey little cow town. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then with any of my nephews come, they're just, you know, they see the trucks and they're like, they're all monster trucks. Life is amazing when that's your situation.
Yeah.
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 Did you see Tortugas? The house is up for sale.
Yeah, Tortugas is for sale.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much more than that. Do you have anything?
I mean,
if you're on like Redfin, you can.
I mean, I know it's weird. It went up on like Zillow or whatever. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think they're just retiring and selling the restaurant. I don't know. It'll be a tricky. I'm touring it tomorrow, so I don't know. We'll see. But
oh, yeah?
I think it's a full commercial kitchen. But it's a house, and
that's cute. It works.
It is, but it's not. You're gonna need some serious code updates. The upstairs is totally not ADA accessible. I'm sure none of the bathrooms.
It's like packed full of boxes of old asbestos.
Yeah, it's kind of stuck in purgatory where it's a commercial kitchen.
My lead paint.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a commercial kitchen, but it's actually kind of just a house also.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Like, from the outside, it looks a lot like a house.
Well, there's no other like commercial upgrades to make it, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm excited though. You know, like I said, this kitchen space is not, I called the guy listing it and I was like, hey, can we come look at this? He said the only calls he's had on it so far are restaurants. And I think he normally just sells houses. So he's confused. He was like, I don't really know. Like, he was confused that everybody wanted a restaurant, but like, it's a restaurant.
It's like there's a kitchen in the back, man. And not just like your.
It's like a big.
It's like stainless steel
hood.
It's like, what do you do with this stuff? I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
Former Michelin star chef wanted somewhere to live here in Longmont. It's a little busy. It's a little loud, but hey, the kitchen's already built out. There were complaints that the Longmont Times Call subscription is going up to $88.83 a month.
$88 a month?
Yeah.
For Times Call?
Yeah, for paper. Yeah, look. Yeah, yeah. Do you want the paper? It's like $1,000 a year now.
That is steep, man.
Yeah, right? And this
that's like the... Do you have any subscription that even remotely reflects that number at all?
No.
Like,
no.
You could watch... You could subscribe to every single streaming service and struggle to... pay that much. That's
well, I think you could probably pretty easily pay that much. But no, I mean, you can get your news. They're like, oh, you can get your online subscription for like $26. And it's like, really? Wow. Okay.
What was it before?
I have no idea. I tried to find it and nobody really cared to answer. So, you know, I didn't call. I'm not a journalist. This is as good as we do.
I know, it's just spreading rumors.
How much was it? I don't know. People were upset that it went up. I'm just gonna go up 40 cents, you know. I don't know how much it actually went up.
Wow.
But no, that seems like a lot of money for a physical paper. It's a lot cheaper to do the online thing. I am a big proponent of local news. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if it's $1,000 a year, I mean, we paid $50 a month on the sweetheart deal for our next light at this point.
Right. Yes, like, we have that deal.
It's like jeepers. That's a steal. Jeepers, creepers. I keep it family fed. Shucks, you guys. This is so much fun. So that was a thing. I don't even know what to make out of that. Like, to get a newspaper for like $100 a month, it's so expensive.
The tortilleria, this is a little bit old news, but for whatever it's worth, if you're into carnicerias, which I know I say really wrong. I'm sucking.
It's cool.
Can you say
it? No, not really.
Please try.
I can't actually. I like to make fun of you, but I can't do any better.
And
carniceria, you know,
carniceria.
It's a little Italian.
Well, that sounds better.
Yeah, it's a little Italian though.
Carniceria.
All right, what's the thing, though?
But a new one opened. The Tortilleria. Las Americas is my personal favorite. Uh-huh. On Lashley and 9th by the YMCA. They opened up, those guys opened up a carniceria.
Expound upon the virtues of fresh tortillas.
What is there not to say? I mean, there's
that. Well, there's probably a lot. You can say that. Oh, they're like sand in a bun. Like
we pick up tortillas kind of everywhere. I don't know. We pick up tortillas like once a week. And
really?
Yeah. Because you can make, tacos are like 2 to 3 times a week in our house.
Nice.
Because you can put anything in them. You just grab a protein, you grab a veggie, you grab sour cream, put it in a taco, a meal you have.
Like the shake.
Can't beat fresh tortillas. I mean, they'll only last like 3 days. You can put them in the fridge, but especially corn, like you got like a day or two out of them. And so just pick up a fresh one. Las Americas is by far the best though.
Oh, it's good to hear. I should try it sometime. I've always been worried that like there's some cross contamination.
Maybe. You know? I mean, you could go in there and evaluate.
Do they do
ask for an inspection?
Wheat ones or just corn ones?
They do.
Okay.
But the corn ones are, they're so good.
Yeah, I do like a good corn tortilla.
Do you know how to, like the best way to heat up? Like how the way when you
yeah,
go, have like
I go for a run,
when you go to a good taco truck, I feel like the big difference with a good taco truck is like how they heat up their corn tortilla,
sure.
Like on a skillet or whatever. Are they using oil or they're not using oil? It's like it doesn't break but it's heated up just to perfection. Like does anyone have any good tips for how to heat up?
This is the format for that one. You can hear one side of the conversation. This is a good time for it. I think you can mingle and learn that answer. I typically dry pan or in
oil
as well. Oily pan, dry pan.
You think oily pan?
Warm.
We have a vote.
I boil them sometimes. Why not?
We have one of those like heater upper like little bags. It feels like there's foil in between. It looks like a little like blanket for a tortilla, and you put it in the microwave and zap it for like 10 seconds.
Oh,
it's the best. It especially for flour and actually for corn too, but it doesn't ever crisp it quite enough. It just moistens it a little bit.
I'd say there's a reason you don't cook fish in the microwave either. Or if you do, you get kicked out of the office. You're good.
All right.
Yeah, we got a nod over here. I also got some news that one of our local distillers, would you believe, Dryland, located at 519 Main Street, is adding curated plates to the menu. Small plates.
We have one such plate in front of us.
Can I eat this? I didn't even realize this came.
Let's taste this. So, Brady, give us a little
I don't know what
food
that is.
Description of
is
what
this
we're
gluten free? Is this
Tectonics is plate? That's what we have.
Okay.
Not GF. Looks like I get this
kill.
One.
Yeah, I'll just.
Okay.
So yeah, we have these really good like rosemary looking oil herbed flour crackers. I'm gonna go ahead and try this with
I can see why like food TV never really took off. It's really great medium for the radio. I'm gonna describe what I've got right now.
Please use your words. You're a good wordsmith. Describe it.
I mean, they're lovely, lovely olives, green. They're seasoned with something here. There's like a little.
Whoa, that's good.
We've got like an orange peel on there. We got a lovely thing of hummus. I assume that's pine nuts on the top.
Look opinion.
And then some crackers, which will kill me. So I will avoid those. They look very nice.
Yeah.
Annie's just going to keep eating because that's the kind of person she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
They get everything from, we're there right now. This is sort of a shameless thing. I'm having fun with this. But so they do that right now. I'm enjoying it. I told Kelsey when I saw this, I was happy to see them embrace a little bit more food because sometimes I come down here and, I'll have it.
Drinks are strong.
Limit myself to one cocktail and then completely be appropriate on the way home. So having a little food to soak that up is very welcome. I love that.
So
you got your mouth full now?
No, I'm done. Can I bring up something controversial?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. This is really just a moment for me to have a soapbox, but, you know, the solar eclipse is next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And the school district, Savarine Valley School District, released an email stating their policy, their official policy on the eclipse, which is to lock all the children up inside
mm-hmm.
and not let them outside.
keep them home.
100%. I'd like to read a snippet of this email if you haven't seen it. Student safety is our highest priority. We continue to monitor conditions and events that might impact student learning and well-being. Toward this end, on Monday, April 8th, a partial eclipse will be blah, blah, blah. Looking directly at the sun during an eclipse without proper safety eyewear can cause serious and permanent damage. We are not planning and or sponsoring any activities during the school day, and students will be observing the partial eclipse outdoors. And then they go through and give us their set of rules, and they're literally not letting any students outside. They're keeping them inside.
Well, it's
they canceled recess.
Yeah.
From like 11:30 to 1:30 or whatever it is. Anyone who has to be doing like transportation on a bus or something during those hours will be issued safety eyewear.
Oh, cool. And so you get free glasses. Or yeah, are they just going
to
put like...
have to.
I imagine they'll do is they'll take them to the nurse's office and they'll just like take some paper towels and just tape them around the kid's head.
But don't worry. They're letting them watch the NASA live feed on their screens.
Oh, that's nice.
So no science, free science experiment in the sky for kids to get inspired about astronomy or whatever science thing. In the name of safety, which, by the way, every day you go to school, you can look at the sun.
I was going to to make a joke to that end for like.
Thank you.
The last thing I was going to say. Yeah.
Nell said they're just protecting their pupils. That was good.
Well played. Wow. You want the mic? You can have the mic. I'll give it up. You want to trade? I could probably ask people.
Just absolutely flabbergasted at this, but I also learned this is not just a same brain thing. This is to add to it. One of the Adams schools, gosh, I forget the name of the district, the REJ, whatever.
Sure.
Adams,
that's important.
Out towards Brighton. They issued the same email, but they don't even have school on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So they just issued an email and be like, this very important that you don't look at the sun.
Wrap your children in foil. Everybody.
We're very concerned about saying they don't have school and they felt the need to issue a similar safety email. Like, what are you protecting? I'm like, I'm fit to be tied. They all.
You know, we had a rather high elected official sort of just stare at one a few years ago. So I'm not surprised.
Not putting out the best example.
You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, we've just lost the forest from the trees here. This risk, like safety stuff is.
The nanny state's taking over.
They're losing it.
Nanny, get out of here.
Sounds, I mean, like Brady, are you not outraged about this?
I don't have kids, man.
But whatever. You don't need to have kids.
Yeah, I'll take stand. I'm outraged.
Being mad was me.
Yeah. Let's go. Who's the superintendent?
Please write them and let them know. If you're listening to this and you're upset, you have till Monday to write in. No, whatever. Tell them anytime.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
There you go. I was going to say, yeah, I had a couple jokes. The moment's passed. Speaking of the solar eclipse, from I believe it's the Longmont Museum gift shop for $1.75. This is the anniversary of
one.
For $1.75, you can go get solar eclipse classes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I could fund the entire school district. No, I can't. I don't have that much money.
Maybe
classroom and provide them with safety eyewear.
Yeah. I ran in at the last solar eclipse. I ran into some sweet ladies on my street, and they had one pair between them because it was like, I don't know, supply chain. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't find any. So I bumped into them and they're like, yeah, here, borrow this. And it's kind of weird because you got like, well, you can't see much. I'm wearing this welder's mask. But it's still cool. It's a very fun thing. What I thought was the coolest about it is that the shape of the shadows changes.
Right.
That's the thing I thought was the coolest.
Yeah, so cool. And you could be teaching children about these things that they could only go out and actually see the real shadows.
That's not
real
time. You know, you need to put it on so you can have the tests already online because it's, they're standards and they're national.
All right, so I've got a couple events.
Okay.
Keep this train moving.
We've really been going.
There's a couple of cool events coming up. We don't ever do events anymore because I actually kind of find events boring, but whatever. Not the events are.
Yeah, no. Thank you for coming to our events, everybody.
There's so many events.
They usually suck, but this is the one to be at.
I'm serious. There's this grand old après event coming up.
An after event?
No.
Like praying?
No, like how do you say that word? A pray?
Yeah.
A pray. Opry. But no, not grand old, like it's like a play on words. Like APRES.
Yeah, that's après. That's après, but that's like after.
Okay, but anyway, you can go to Engels, our ski store downtown, for their third annual Grand Old Après, and you can get 50, it's their 50% off sale, like end of the season or whatever, and shop that if you want, and then head over to the cidery, Savory and Cidery, for their like day festival from 12 to 6 p.m., and that's on April 6th. That's on Saturday.
I swear to God, I thought you had just misspelled that like a complete nut.
No, it's like a, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at your thing. No, it's a play on Grand Ole Opry, après ski, after ski, Grand Ole after. It's yeah. It's clever.
So 50% off sale on Saturday.
We didn't sell their
and
joke.
Didn't go to get, yeah, no.
But it is clever.
But I thought that was cute. That was like worth the mention. That,
yeah, it's worth the mention. Cut yeah, it's good.
Cause it, cause
yeah,
they yeah, good.
Yeah. No,
and then the Slay the Slope event is coming up, which is basically a whole, I think it's April 16th. Hold, please.
Hold, please. I'll tell you something else that came up.
No, no, no. I'm almost done. April 13th, you can go. They call the slope now, like, everything from third down.
Yeah, because
like, third to the south, because it, like, goes down the thing.
Yeah,
so they're calling this part of town. I prefer lower downtown, personally, but the slope's cute.
It's clever.
I get on board. I don't really use it that much, but anyway. Down there, all the different businesses have, like, events that you can go to throughout the day, and you can, like, win prizes, and it's, like, an all-day thing. It seems really cute, so yeah. I recommend checking that
sounds
out. Support downtown.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I don't have any events because I don't roll like that. But I have something that's kind of fun since, let's see if we can find it. Since Winchell's has been closed, and the big joke going around and all the long on social media was, Winchell's is open, everybody. Ha ha ha.
April Fool's.
And we're getting some like nasty scowls out there. I can't help if they're open or not. Somebody drove a Buick into the thing, man. That wasn't me. But since then, Costco's
by the
way, open, Buc-ee's is open, Five Below is open, Landletter Motel closed down, sucked out a bunch of old meth or whatever, and then reopened, and Scooter's Coffee open, TGI Fridays closed, Cato closed, Irwin Thomas Gravel Mine open, and then a bunch of others. So in the time that, just that short window of Longmont's history, that much has been shut,
so much
has happened.
They've missed out.
They've missed, yeah.
They're going to wake up like they were in a coma and go like, what's this Longmont? I don't do it anymore.
Will they come out of the coma? People are doubting.
I know. Okay, let's do it.
They call it
show
persistent
of hands.
Vegetative state.
Show of hands. Who thinks Winchell's will ever actually reopen?
That's two.
That's two. That's pretty bad.
They will.
Nels is throwing some threats around.
Oh, man.
He's getting aggro.
Yeah, so no, that's about it for me. That's about it for this exciting and riveting.
Yeah, that's all I got. Uh-oh, Nels has got something.
Oh, we're not done.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go. Well, we're sharing?
We are going to turn the tables on you for a minute.
Here we go.
Because if you don't remember, or if you do, it doesn't really matter, we said we would do a Q&A with the hosts today.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
So I have got a series of questions.
Holy smokes.
For you two. Some of them are lightning fast rounds.
Okay.
Some of them are legitimate questions. Others are just designed to rile you up.
Sure. Cool.
Are you checking out the solar eclipse?
Right. Well, no, they're not throwing that much shade.
Holy cow, there's more coming in.
Holy oh, yeah, smokes. More cut. So, so you're not done.
Apparently not.
Do you want to take this?
No, you're going to need the seat.
Okay. I'm in the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat.
All right.
So, gathered from your friends, your fans, and your hecklers in the audience, we have a series of questions that you get no prep for.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't prep our guests, so this is karma coming at us.
Yes, exactly. So I heard a lot about that. all right. So are you ready?
Because
these are going to be both of you have to answer.
Okay.
And there's no collusion allowed, which is why we're surprising.
Yeah, I know. This is wow.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of these.
There's. Yeah, so
consider my pants well pulled down.
Okay. All right, we're gonna take it easier. What is the first thing you would tell someone about Llama who's visiting for the first time?
Oh, I just think it's got a great sense of community. Like it's such a nice place to be. Try Main Street. Like okay. Just enjoy it, yeah.
Annie?
I'd say I don't know. I'd say, I first ask questions. Well, what do you want to do? Are you into food? Are you into the outdoors?
What a and cop out.
But then I could like direct them accordingly. I don't know.
What would you do? I'm so glad you're here.
Oh.
usually I say that at the airport. I say that when I pick my mom. I say, oh my God, I'm in.
I might say, Isn't it great? Don't tell anyone.
That was one of the things that's a difficult. All right.
Okay. All right. This one, a little bit easier, because it's going to be fact-based, I'm sure. Fact-based journalism is nothing what we're all here. About here. Mm-hmm. How did you two meet and start up the podcast?
Oh, well, we didn't.
Yeah.
I was having coffee with our then host, Eric Wazempa.
Founder and then host.
Yeah, founder mm-hmm. and then host of the podcast. And he said, I was thinking about doing this podcast, and I realized that I have a, I'm going to use the words scintillating and engaging host, co-host potentially here with me right now. And it was something along those lines, though.
You mean when Eric said
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't. He's like, oh, yeah, you want to do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. And then we started doing it.
Yeah.
And then
we literally just met through the podcast, and both of us were like brought on by Eric, who started the podcast. And yeah, I think I wrote Eric and told him he needed a female co-host. And then he presented it. Brady came on. But Brady and I did not know each other at all before this.
Annie was standing early. So like if you just start stalker fanning, potentially you can get on whatever show. So that's advisable.
That's how.
The story is better in person. All right. So this one, apparently this is supposed to be a rapid fire round. Okay. So keep that in mind.
You have, okay.
And I get to define the terms. So you have 30 seconds each to respond.
Okay.
Annie, we're going to start with you. Name the top three destinations you would go to in Lama.
Wavy beer. I love lagers. I like sitting outside to have a beer. Caprese Trattoria for some burrata, because I'm a sucker for that. And I'll go with something healthy and say walking around Roosevelt Park.
Oh, adorable.
Very nice. Brady.
Well, this is sort of a cheese, but like whenever my family comes here, I do actually only come here.
So okay. I've got a local drive. I'm adding that.
Yeah. And we frequently will go and get Josie's Tacos after this, which is kind of my taco spot that we enjoy a lot of different places. And depending on what's going on, if we're taking the dogs or not, we do the budget zoo trip where we go out to the west of town. And there's a road out there that's got a bunch of prairie dogs. And then there's like llamas and chickens. And the dogs are like, ah, and they're sitting at the window losing their minds. And then there's like goats and cows and stuff. Or if I got extra people, we'll drive up in the mountains, up one of the canyons or something. Usually it's in not in that order.
That is not in Longmont at the end there. That wasn't.
Well, whatever. Like you're in Longmont. You do whatever
Longmont.
You want. Okay.
Define the parameters.
Go on the Greenway. Do the same thing. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Longmont is Long's Peak too, right? So you can go all the way up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mod. Keep with the name Long.
The
get
tax
stuffed.
Revenue.
Okay, keeping the craziness going, which is the next question. The craziest controversy from 2023 in Longmont. Please tell.
The craziest controversy? Oh, I forget everything I hold.
I
my
know
nose.
I can't. I
mean, yeah. Winslow's opening has been like that's been a huge sore point. Like this joke, it's been a running joke for 4 years, 5 years. And I should have saved that because I just used up all my fodder for this answer. Controversy, we've got traffic. On my controversy is always traffic. I'd be like, the light timing here is the worst in the world. And it's like, it's 11th and Francis. That's the one. And so, you know, it just depends on who you are, where you're at. Really controversial. Also, there's been some, gun stuff happening once in a while. I'm like, it's Detroit. It's absolute worst around here. And people are like, get real, dude. It's really not that bad. So those are controversial.
I think that the Bond Farm development had some nice drama. Maybe not the most controversial, but there was, you know, and that was a fun story to watch too, because it was controversial, but then people came together and worked it out. And I don't know. That was a drama to watch in 2023 for sure.
Yeah, and there's the kind of what was that thing too. There's all sorts of green belt stuff. That's always a big one.
Oh yeah, getting the dang Boston Connection open.
Yeah. That's a big bow. People chew on that one.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you remember any controversies last year?
Controversies would be, of course, do not tell about the donut shop.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of holes in that story. I realize that.
Totally.
But
totally.
Trains. trains. The beeline. Babettes. Oh, Babettes. Oh, Babettes.
Babettes. Oh, yeah. That one, huh? That was a good, juicy one. Babettes drama.
That was so spicy. Oh, and eels.
Oh, how about, oh, and taking it back to Prospect, the little infighting with K-Girl Coffee and
oh, yeah.
Whole Soul, where they sued them for selling the gluten-free. That was a good one, too.
Wow, there's a lot of...
it's so dramatic.
You can't miss out on...
Grain, loaf, donuts. Wow.
Yeah, all food-related.
Food-based, traffic-based, yeah. All the hits.
Great place to live.
All right, we ready for the next
one?
Yeah, okay. Honestly, that's the first word on this question. Right? Okay, so honest. How much you prep for each episode?
Oh, I do a lot of, and I'll go off script, but I do a lot of shit posting on Blue Sky these days. So I'll just go like find articles that I like and then put it up on that is social. That's as much like social media engagement as I really get. And I prep that one. So I kind of just kind of do it whenever I see something that I think is interesting. I take a minute, put it up there, and you can do that. You can multitask in the morning after your coffee, you know, like it's a, you know.
So you're saying they can like follow your show notes live on your Blue Sky
feed? But nobody does, so it's not really an issue.
It's just public. Yeah. Like zero. I mean, I think that the prep happens in like 2 weeks of life leading up to each episode. And then when I just hear things, I make a mental note to just spread that rumor when we get back on the mic a few weeks later. And then we show up and more work happens afterwards, which is very little too. I just add a little music and spend time like publishing. It takes maybe 45 minutes. Brady writes the blurb every time. And usually I'm like, Brady, where's the blurb? And then he sends me the blurb. And then 2 weeks, 2 days later, I still haven't posted.
Yeah, I just usually groan and then in 5 minutes write the blurb. So I commit a hard five minutes every couple weeks.
An hour of post-production and like zero prep.
We know the truth.
Yeah. It's, low production value. I know, and it makes our guests nervous because we'll bring them on and like we'll ask someone. That's another thing, is like we're so bad about getting guests scheduled just because life and we're busy, and we'll call a guest or ask them to come. And like, actually, Lauren, shout out to Lauren if she's still here, was to date the most prepared guest from Wolf and Wren. She was awesome. She came with so many show notes and had like things to contribute. She had things to say. She was far more prepared than we were.
She
for the
super
show.
Greased the skids too. She had like, here's a little like lovely paper goods from my store.
She brought gifts. She was probably like one of the best guests, but they get a little nervous. Like, well, what am I supposed to say? And a lot of people don't like the extemporaneous format, but like we can't prepare and it's not our style to prepare. Plus I think that a conversation goes a little bit more naturally with a guest when they're not prepared and they don't have like canned responses. And we all just kind of ask questions where our interests lead us. It also leads to rants and uninteresting moments, but you get the full bag. It's whatever.
I never would have guessed. All right. What is the best recipe to cook on a first date?
Oh, something really simple.
Reliable.
Yeah.
Reliable.
It depends on how zippy you are. I spend a bunch of time in the kitchen. So if I was going to do a first date, I'd probably do like artichokes and aioli, something like that.
Fancy.
And then, I mean, we have this sometimes on Friday nights. Or like a nice easy pasta dish. Or you want to really phone it in, you go to the Mediterranean bar, you grab a nice bottle of wine, you pop that out, nice little spread, you know, that kind of thing.
Nice.
So, it's easy.
I haven't dated in a long time, but if I were dating today, I'd probably smoke something on the smoker.
On the smoker.
Just bring it, you know? Yeah. Be like, I can smoke and do that. Plus, it's like low maintenance and you can just bust it out later.
That's the nice thing. So if you're going to have the engagement, you have to be able to set something up and then...
Yeah. Talk and then let it rest while you're having wine.
Right. I'm like...
Okay. We're a little bit more than halfway through.
Okay.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe
inquiring minds want to know here.
I can't believe anybody cares.
You could only go to one Longmont eatery for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, boy. At what point in my life? There, I mean, I sort of like tunnel into restaurants.
Rose Cantina.
Rose Cantina is better. Super solid.
Super
solid. You can't go wrong. I mean, those dishes you can have over and over and over again, and they just continue to be wonderful.
And their menu is like expansive.
Yeah.
It's huge. I'll give a shout out to Josie's Tacos. I could eat that probably every week. We've been digging on Anchan Thai. Love that as well. I had to pick one. Like, do the variation in the Rose Cantina is right up there.
Boom.
Boom. We have a winner. All right. If you could interview any guest, dead or alive, hopefully they're alive when you interview them.
Oh, wow.
Who would it be?
Well, it has to be Longmont related, right? Like, you can't just pull. So who would that be that would be relevant to Longmont?
Like, redo a guest or, like,
anyway,
bring somebody back?
It is not specific.
Oh, it's not specific.
I don't know anybody in town. What should we do? What do you want to do?
Let's say the civic duty. We'll get the mayor.
I mean, I would probably do someone who, like, one of the, like...
I think that the issue that I'm having is, like...
figure who started the Chicago, Colorado colony. Some of those figures that were involved in, like, founding the town. And what I would ask them is, why did you decide Longmont? I mean, I know why, but I want to know... Because this was a question I actually sent out to my group family chat the other day. Like, if you were going to found a town, like, if you're going to start a town, what would you name it? It'd be such a hard question. I would think so long and hard about that. And, you know, all these little towns like Newtown, Chicago, Colorado Colony. Let's say Longmont, because we see Long, so named after a person or whatever. But what went into that process? Did they fight about it? Did they sit at the table for a long time? Did they, like, draw straws and let someone pick? That would be a question. Like, whoever named Longmont or these historical figures.
I might also go pick out, like, some of the names from the streets. So I don't know.
Right. I was going to say, like, Collier. Talk to the Collier guy. Collier.
Like, Hover, what's up with the pronunciation?
I live in the Kimbark neighborhood. So Mr. Kimbark.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Jerry. Yeah. Jerry T. Kimbark.
Yeah.
That's probably his name. I don't know. It's a shot in the dark.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. All right. So farmer practical question. Do you know when the greenway will be complete?
Oh, first of all, forever.
And second, related question, what about the new sections at Lyons for the state park?
Yeah, you might as well. Okay. There are bets going online at this point about what are we going to get first? Will the train get here? Will Winchell's open? Will the greenway reopen? It's such a like.
No, I mean, the greenway will be open before the end of this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, once it's done, that's because isn't it just Boston where it needs to connect? I'm pretty sure
you're looking at me.
I think that's the last part of the connection is just this bridge at Boston. And once that's done, which they're in the middle of, it'll be done by the end of the year, right?
I know the bridge was supposed to take 2 years to complete. Didn't they only start?
I don't think it's quite that long.
This is an interesting discussion for another time. Because this is really getting into the weeds in a way that nobody
I
think
know,
cares.
Which, and then I don't think this will affect it, but there's the Army Corps of Engineers is doing the last part of the flood mitigation work since the flood, just upriver from there at the Isaac Walton like area. And that'll move a lot. And then once they do that, then everything to the east of Isaac Walton will be fully out of the floodplain. And it'll take like 2 years to update the FEMA maps, but whatever. That work will truly be complete, all the revitalization.
Will we ever get connections over to like the Firestone area?
Ha.
Bridge too far, man.
Over.
That's far. That's far, way far away.
All right, what else we got? We got more questions.
All right, three more.
See, it's getting hot.
If you could record the show from any location in Longmont, where would you choose? And the second sub-question is, in the world, where would you choose?
Oh, in Longmont, probably just be like my basement. That'd be super easy. you know, it'd be nicer for me than for you, for sure. Realistically, though, like locations like this are great. Something like one of the parks, which are absolutely stunning and gorgeous, would be amazing. If you're up at like by Lake McIntosh or something with the views, that'd be killer. That'd be super fun. Wind, you know, kind of brings that out. But and he's like doing it.
I know. I'm like thinking about this, like my favorite buildings and places in Longmont that are interesting.
The other one that would be super cool is like the top floor of the building on the corner of 3rd, the speakeasy building.
Oh,
because you have the vistas up there.
Brady and I toured 301 Main a few weeks ago, which is actually, we should do a live show from what will be the Skylight Lounge at the Imperial Hotel eventually. It's so cool. She's doing like 3 floors with a 10 by 10 foot hole cut in the ceiling that leads to a skylight up there. And you can take these really cool spiral metal staircases all the way to the top. It'll be stunning.
I can tell Nels is into this because you're advertising a future bar in his bar.
Yes, I am. No, hey, ships rise together. The more bars there are, the more bars there are. It's just, that's how it works. But that will be really cool. And I look forward. I think we will record a show.
Rising tides raise all boats.
That's right.
Yeah. It does.
The Imperial Hotel 3rd floor is actually stunning. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Cool views on the roof. Yeah.
I don't know. And we got this, another cool building that's being renovated is the grain storage facility across from Wibby. Like, Wibby's at 2nd and Emery. And then if you go east from there, there's those townhomes that have gone up. And then there's that, like, condemned-looking grain storage facility. That's all being renovated and will be a food hall, another food hall on the first floor. I think we talked about that. And then on the second and third floor, they're doing, like, an adaptive reuse. So cool with, like, rafters. And it'll be, like, beautiful, cool, creative, maybe office space or something. And I feel like that would be a cool place to record.
My house has rafters, too. They are pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like, really great at load-bearing.
Look, raised cathedral rafters, bro.
Like a steeple construction with raised, like, tall ceilings. We get it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So this one is very specific, and settle the Kanemoto Estates debate in 10 words or less.
Settle it?
Settle.
Oh, there's no settling it.
NIMBYism.
Green space good. Dense housing good.
Idealism, mixed use, live work, daycare as if. Affordable. Utopianism.
Pipe dream.
We reached 10.
You're at 13.
Okay, take away.
It's word soup. So just spoon out what you want. You got the idea. I think you'll be okay.
I don't know if that settled it as much as summarized it.
Very nice attempt. Last but not least. If you could change any one thing about Longmont, what would it be?
Road noise.
Sorry, say that again.
Road noise. Road noise and massive vehicles. That's maybe a grouse.
I'm pretty surprised you said that.
Really? She said facetiously. Annie has nothing. She thinks it's perfect.
I don't know.
Just on the dumb spot.
Yeah, probably. The quiet zones on the east side of Maine where the train comes through. If I could fund that to get quiet zones there, I would.
So
I don't mind the train coming through, but I would love for them to whistle a little bit quieter.
So Longmont is all about noise.
It is. There is some noise. I know. And I hate to make it about that because it's hard for me to pick a lot of things.
It's a beautiful place to live when you're complaining about, like.
Yeah, honestly.
First world problem.
Yeah.
Reroute Main Street, that sort of thing. I think just make it so that you don't fear for your life if you're, you know, trying to cross the street, that sort of general vibe.
That's a good question.
Well, thank you both for putting up with our questions.
Oh, it was fun.
And thank you for letting us turn the table.
Thank you. All right, I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
We don't have our outro music. We're not.
You can do a thank you as you normally do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Nels
for hosting us at Dryland Distillers. Thank you so much. You're the best, Nels. Thanks, Brady. Thanks to everyone for coming out. Thanks for listening to our humble little, we always say we have a small but mighty following. It's small but dedicated. So we thank you for listening. It's fun for us to do this. We would do it whether anyone listened or not. It's so fun to see everyone. Thank you.